This week's Torah portion is called Shelach. Moses sends 12 spies on behalf of the Jewish people to the land of Canaan to report on the inhabitants and the country. 10 of the spies bring back a negative review. They said it was a land that swallows its inhabitants. 2 of the spies, however, Joshua and Caleb, bring back a positive report indicating that Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey. Essentially, you have 2 very different reports from different people who saw the same thing. Our worldview is shaped by the things we choose to focus on. Being in public life, I deal with lots of people. And in doing so, I have occasionally made the mistake of focusing my attention on the wrong people. There is a tendency to allow our important mission in life to be deterred by those who are trying to intimidate us in some way, or by those who see us as a threat to their own power. Sometimes we might try to seek approval from people who will never accept us. In order to advance in life, we need to cultivate those people who inspire us and accept us for who we are and ultimately help us to succeed. Hyper-focusing on the wrong things ultimately brings out the worst in us and prevents us from achieving our full potential in life. The 10 spies who brought back the negative report also brought back large numbers of grapes that had to be carried on a pole over the shoulders of 2 men. And yet, they chose to see the bad. Among those who left Egypt, only Joshua and Caleb were allowed by God to enter the land of Israel. The reason for this was because they each had an ayin tovah. They had eyes which saw and recognized the good. In Ethics of the Fathers, it says that the one who possesses a good eye, a humble spirit, and a moderate appetite is among the disciples of Abraham, our father. The lesson that emerges from all of this is that to advance in life, you need to focus on the good and use all the productive resources that you have at your disposal to make your life a blessing. As Oprah Winfrey once said, what you focus on expands, and when you focus on the goodness in your life, you create more of it. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please feel free to share these podcasts, which you can find on our website at kehilatmoshe.org and on our Kehilat Moshe Facebook page and on Twitter at @KMSheepsaidBay. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.